7 o'clock in San Francisco and the West Coast, and it's time for Minds Over Matter. Dana Rodriguez, Jerry Nachman, and Lori Fisher will match wits with listeners on the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Call in to 415-841-4134 with your answers and questions, or call our toll-free number, which is 866-798-8255, tonight on Minds Over Matter.
You ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Kevin, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a wonderful weekend or not overly shook up by the earthquake last night. So if you've all settled down now and resumed your normal lives, please give us an hour of your time, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we hope you can call and participate. That's very, very important to us. The number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. And we have a toll-free number at area code, 866-798-8255. That's toll-free, 866-798-8255. So call either one of those numbers if you want to get on with a question or answer. Most of our lines are open right now. We'll get you on as soon as possible. We want to remind you that we'll be giving out questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So again, that is 415-841-4134 and 866-798-8255. Our email address is mindsovermatter, that's one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. Feel free to email us any old time. We don't read them during the show, but over the course of the week. And if you'd like a podcast of the show, it should be available at kalw.org soon after our show tonight, along with plethora of our older shows. And if you'd like to listen to our show online, you can do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. Hopefully you will do that if the signal is a little weak in your area. And that all being said, we're going to start with the round of introductions and then a round of questions. Here's the first. Jerry Nachman last week went to see Pygmalion at the California Shakespeare Festival and came out humming the song cues. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, once again, Shake, Rattle, and Roll has a different meaning this morning. Had a different meaning this morning. And Lori Fisher sends out his best thoughts and healing wishes to those who suffered losses last night and were shaken and injured by the earthquake.
Loss of sleep.
Yes, there was loss of sleep. Right. And so much for dogs being able to forecast an earthquake. Our moderator, Dina Rodriguez, woke up with a start, but his dog snored through the whole thing.
All right. Well, they're too spoiled, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, that being said, Jerry, we'll start with you.
Okay, what song cost George Harrison $500,000 for plagiarizing its melody to Harrison's song "My Sweet Lord"?
Oh, okay. It's "My Sweet Lord." It's a big suit. It was "One Fine Day."
No,
"He's So Fine."
"He's So Fine."
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
By
Who wrote "He's So Fine"? Did Gene?
Very good.
Did Gene Pitney write that?
Well, the name of the group is the Chiffons.
Oh, I thought you wanted to know who wrote it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
I knew the Chiffons. I think Gene Pitney, right? Yeah. Somebody will call in with that. Yeah,
that,
it was the Chiffons.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
All right.
Okay. All right, let me ask you another quickie.
Yeah, I think he did lose $1 million for accidentally
plagiarizing.
Million, half a million, yeah.
What was the longest obit ever written in the New York Times? 13,300 words.
Oh. I'm going to say FDR.
No.
Okay.
I'm going to say Richard Nixon.
No.
Okay. Are we in the right department?
Both very good guesses. What?
Is it a president?
Or a
politician?
I don't think I can.
All right, one more guess. Is it Winston Churchill?
No.
Okay.
Is it an American?
No.
Oh.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, how about Princess Diana?
No.
Oh,
no,
good.
That's a good
okay.
guess.
I didn't want it to be her.
No, okay. No.
Okay.
All
that's
right.
a good one.
Can you give us an idea how long ago this was?
Let's see. What is this? I would say 60s or 70s.
Then when the person died?
Yeah.
That's usually when they write the obituary.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Times, they write them beforehand.
I know. But they usually don't publish them.
I think in my head, I want to say 70s. But okay. All right.
So not that long ago.
Yeah. Okay.
And are we in the world leader department? Are we in the right direction?
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right.
Not a pop star.
60s or 70s. All right.
Okay.
Okay. So it wouldn't be Kennedy because he would be more specific about the date.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, good.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Gary from Union City.
Hello.
I have a slight correction to say about He's So Fine.
Yes.
That was written by some songwriter, I forget, but that was the only song he wrote, though. He died so before the record was released.
Oh, okay.
Here's something else you didn't know. George Harrison's estate actually owns the rights to both My Sweet Lord and He's So Fine.
Interesting.
Well, he probably went and bought it after paying all that money.
it's kind of a case of sweet revenge.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting.
Here's something about a British rock and roll group you didn't know. What... The Rolling Stones did a television commercial for what breakfast cereal?
Really? They did a television commercial?
In America or Britain?
Well, it was available. It was popular in both America and Great Britain.
Wow, the Stones do a... They do,
yeah,
they were...
it was the first, one of the first things posted on YouTube.
And did they sing I Can Get Some Satisfaction?
It was an entirely original jingle.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Isn't there a cereal called Pebbles?
There is.
No, that's not it.
Okay. Not it. Well, that would have been good for the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm going to go. Is there any link between the cereal and the group? Like it's a.
No,
all
no.
Right, so
how long ago was this, Gareth?
This was in 1964, shortly after they hit big in the U.S.
They sold out early, didn't they?
They did. Yeah.
Well, I know they weren't athletes, but what about Wheaties?
No, but you're in the same area.
Corn Flakes.
Nope. Close.
Is it a sugary cereal or not?
No.
It's like Wheaties.
It had three mascots, I'll tell you that.
I said Wheaties.
Yeah, but he said you were on the right track.
Special K.
Nope. It's by the same company, though.
Grape Nuts.
Nope.
Grape Nuts. It's made by the same company.
Yeah, Special K. Kellogg's.
Yeah.
So Kellogg's Frosted Flakes.
Nope.
He said it was a sugary, so...
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Kellogg's...
Cheerios?
No, it's General Mills.
Cheerios is General Mills.
No, it's Kellogg's.
Oh, no, we don't know.
It's Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Rice Krispies.
And you can still find it on the commercial on YouTube.
Okay.
It's a good tip.
Snap, crackle, and pop. Yeah. Good.
John Wayne, he did only one film with Otto Preminger in harm's way. But John Wayne did lend his yacht, the Wild Goose, used in one of Preminger's films. You know what the film was?
I didn't hear the question.
Dana,
repeat it, please.
Yacht, the Wild Goose, for use in one of Preminger's later films.
Right. It was a converted minesweeper.
Yeah.
If I recall. And it was an Otto Preminger film. Was it, what's that one, Skidoo?
Yes, give yourself a bell.
All right.
Very good.
Okay. Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
And Laurie, it's your turn.
All right. Well, I know that since I was here last, both Robin Williams and Lauren Bacall died, so I thought I would pay some tribute to them, and I don't think you did that last week. So the first question I'm going to ask
you... We're waiting for you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to give you cast members of films that Robin Williams was in. I'd like you to tell me the film.
All right.
Okay, the first one is Julie Christie, Judi Dench, and Gerard Depardieu. Okay, he's in a film with them. I tried to pick interesting ones. Second one is Andy Garcia, Derek Jacobi, and Emma Thompson.
These are all Robin Williams.
These are all Robin Williams co-starred with those three. And the third one is Maggie Smith, Bob Hoskins, and Dustin Hoffman. So which films did Robin Williams star in? Three different films. The first has Julie Christie, Judi Dench, and Gerard Depardieu. I knew Dana would be here, so I had to make it somewhat tricky.
Yeah, good choices.
Second one is Andy Garcia, Derek Jacobi, and Emma Thompson. Third one is Maggie Smith, Bob Hoskins, and Dustin Hoffman.
Did he star in these, or did he have a supporting role?
I would say in one of them he starred in it, and the others it's a supporting role.
Okay, just go through the whole thing once
more. Okay, it's in which film did Robin Williams co-star with these people? First one is Julie Christie, Judi Dench, and Gerard Depardieu. Pardon my accent. Second one is Andy Garcia, Derek Jacobi, and Emma Thompson. Third one is Maggie Smith, Bob Hoskins, and Dustin Hoffman. And it's in the
third one.
Oh, it must be the one about Peter Pan is the last one.
Yeah. What's the title?
Hook.
Yes, that's
thank
correct.
You, Kevin.
Give yourself a bell. Thank you,
which
Kevin.
One
we'll
is
give
that?
Kevin a bell. He's Peter. He plays
Peter. He plays a grown-up Peter Pan. Yeah.
Which movie, though, is
the
that?
The last one.
Bob
Hoskins.
Hoskins, Dustin Hoffman, and who's Captain Hook and Maggie Smith.
Right. Okay.
All right,
right.
Very good. Right. So we're looking for the other two. We'll leave them out there.
Okay.
Unless you got a guess.
Not right now.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Let me see. Let me do a couple questions here. Who were the last two? We have to get both of these. Who were the last two Time Magazine Persons of the Year to have a feature film made about their lives?
Margaret Thatcher?
No.
Since that?
I'm not sure Margaret Thatcher was ever the Person of the Year, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Well, how about I go with Princess Diana again? Is she one of them?
No.
Okay.
Who were the last two Time Magazine Persons of the Year to have a feature film made about their lives?
How far apart were they in being Person
Not
of the Year?
Not that far.
Okay.
Not that far.
And how long ago were the films?
Maybe 15 years.
Okay. So recent.
Well, Nixon.
No. Well, he was a Person of the Year, you're right, but that wasn't the last.
So it's more recent than Nixon being Man of the Year.
More recent than Nixon being the Man of the Year.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
So who were the last two Time Magazine Persons of the Year to have a feature film made about their lives?
And is their name the title of the film?
You have to get them both.
Well, we're not going to get
them yes
both at
once. One yes and
one
no.
Okay.
Second question: what are the two most visited state capitals for international tourists in the U.S.?
That's an interesting question. Yeah.
Two most visited state capitals in the U.S.
foreigners.
For foreign tourists or international tourists.
How about Austin?
No.
Philadelphia.
No.
That's not a capital.
So which capitals are kind of good tourist places?
So once more, who are the last two Time Magazine Persons of the Year to have a feature film made about their lives? And what are the two most visited state capitals for international tourists in the U.S.?
Boston.
Boston is one.
Okay.
Yes. There you go.
All right. So we need the other one.
Right.
And the Time People of the Year. Okay, good.
Right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I have a question about Winston Churchill.
Okay.
In World War II, he was purported to have said that there was only one thing that he feared. What was that one? That's what he said.
Well, Roosevelt said fear itself, but that, I don't think Churchill said that, did he?
No, he said, but he did purportedly...
said something else.
Just one.
One thing to
fear. Is this a private thing? I mean, dealing mostly with him as a person, or
No. The war.
Okay.
You know, regarding the war, and it's a thing.
Is anything to do with the United States not coming into the war?
No.
Anything to do with Hitler getting the atomic bomb?
No.
Was it a physical thing or more of an abstract thing?
Oh, an abstract.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, he feared a physical thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That he wouldn't live to see the end of the war?
No.
That he wouldn't be reelected?
No.
That Germany would invade England?
You're getting warm.
Warm.
But just sort of half warm.
Half warm. Which half?
Well, Germany.
Okay.
That the British would lose the Battle of Britain?
No.
More specific.
Well, I don't know if it would be more specific, but it was Germany anyway.
So, okay, something to do with Germany.
It's about Germany, yeah.
Okay.
And it's about something the army would do?
No.
Oh, okay. Something more cultural?
No.
Okay.
We don't know.
Clearly.
The German U-boats, he was afraid because they were attacking merchant shipping, and he was afraid Britain would get starved out And also they were attacking the merchant ships.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. If you'd like to join us, please give us a call. Area code 415-841-4134. You have some lines open, 415-841-4134. Or you can call toll-free, 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-8255. Jerry, I believe it's your turn.
Okay, I don't think I asked this, but what is the only song ever to win an Emmy that was not a series theme song or score for a miniseries? It later became a pop hit.
So it won an Emmy but wasn't the theme song? Right? Is that what you're saying?
Not for a series.
Well, all right. What did it actually win an Emmy for? Is there an Emmy? I didn't know there was an Emmy Award for Best
It's the song. Only song ever to win one.
But was it like sung by Andy Williams in a show or on Saturday Night Live or something?
Something like that.
Something like that. And it was written for the show?
Yeah.
But if it was the only one to win, what category would it have won in? That's what I'm saying.
Well, it was a one-time only show.
And okay. Was it a special by a person like Barbara Streisand or Liza Minnelli?
No, not like that kind of a show.
Okay. A variety show?
No.
But it won Best Song or some version of Best Song.
Yeah, the only song ever to win an Emmy. Yeah.
Was it something to raise money for a charity?
That's
like
enough questions.
Like a We Are the World sort of thing?
No. What, no more questions. What,
okay, just one more.
Just have a few answers, guys.
Well, and we all know this song. It later became a hit, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, just read the whole question again.
But it's the only song ever to win an Emmy that was not a series theme song or the score for a miniseries. It became a pop hit.
And we don't quite know the category because Jerry won't tell us.
Well, I said
it wasn't for a commercial, was it?
No, no more questions. All right. No, that's a good question.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ken in Miraloma.
Hi.
Hi. I was thinking about this earthquake and the seismometer, and this led me to this question. These are four types of measuring devices. I'll tell you the names, and you tell me what they measure.
Okay.
The first is a sphygmomanometer. Sorry, I can't.
Sphygmomanometer. That's your blood pressure.
There you go. Zymometer.
Zymometer.
Measures your size.
ZY?
ZY.
ZY.
All right, keep going.
Orchidometer.
Spell it?
Spell the first part of it.
The last one's called a Brannick device.
A Brannick device is what they use to measure your foot size in the shoe store.
There you go.
Very nice.
Ding, ding.
Could you spell the third one? How do you spell the orchidometer?
Just like the flower, orchidometer.
Yeah. Oh. So that means it has nothing to do with orchids, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
But does it have anything to do with flowers at all?
You know, you could extrapolate to a certain...
Is it something that could measure the strength of a fragrance or something like that?
No.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
I'll give you a hint. It's more anatomical.
Ooh.
Oh.
Orchidometer.
Orchidometer.
The size of its stamen.
when you say anatomical...
Oh, we're going off the air now.
That's right. When you say anatomical, do you mean anatomical in terms of a human anatomy?
I do.
Ooh. So stamen's probably not right then. Is it something sexual?
Yes.
Oh.
Ah. Okay.
See, I wasn't far off.
Is it anything to do with female? Female.
It is male oriented.
Okay.
And it's sexual.
Male oriented, right. And it's sexual.
I don't want to go
I'm
there.
Turning this over to
Dana. Is it like the size of a particular part of the body?
Yes.
Is it still the foot size?
Is it the size of a male's private part?
Yes, but not the member, the supporting players.
Oh.
Okay, interesting.
Did you make that up?
I did not. I looked that up.
Interesting.
What you didn't get was Zymometer, and okay. I'll just leave it out there.
Okay, Zymometer. Thank you.
Take care.
All right.
People are out purchasing orchidometers as we speak.
Well,
right
some
now.
People want to know, and some people don't want to know.
Steve might be looking it up.
Who would want to know?
if you can't see with a naked eye, then you're really in trouble. Gloria, it's your turn.
All right. Let's see. So this is I'm going to alternate. This is a Lauren Bacall question. I'm going to recuse you. You can
what?
Get two of these. Well, you
what?
Can get two of them.
All
I'm going
right.
to give you five characters that she played, all in okay. well-known films, and I'll let you each get two.
All
the
right.
first one is Shotzi Paige.
Shotzi?
Shotzi Paige. Second one is Marie Browning. Third one, Vivian Rutledge. Number four, Nora Temple. And number five, Sonia Kovac. So let me run through them before you knock them out. Shotzi Paige is one. Marie Browning is two. Vivian Rutledge is three. Nora Temple is four. And Sonia Kovac is five.
Is Vivian Rutledge the one that she was starring with Barbara Streisand?
No.
The mirror has two mirrors.
Yeah, not
or whatever.
That one. Good guess.
Okay.
The Shotzi Paige is her name in How to Marry a Millionaire.
It is. Give yourself a bell on that.
And
great name.
Marie Browning is, and nobody ever says this because she wasn't known by this name. It's her character's name in To Have and Have Not.
Oh, I'm so glad. I didn't, that was the one
yeah.
I was thought was the hardest one.
Because, yeah.
Never mentioned?
They never really say it. I mean, they might say it once, but she's always known as Slim.
Yeah.
In the movie.
I think she might be introduced as, Mrs. Browning, and it
has
might
be
in the short story.
Maybe. Mentioned yeah. at least once.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, so those are Dana's two. We're looking for Vivian Rutledge, Nora Temple, and Sonia Kovac, and they're all well-known movies.
Interesting. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is David in Oakland.
Hi, David.
Hi. Okay, I think I have an answer for your, at least for one of the Time magazine people of the year. Mark Zuckerberg?
That's right, Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, oh yes, very good.
Good. Social
excellent.
Network.
The social network,
okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah. Was Vivian Rutledge, was she in The Big Sleep?
She was.
Yes.
Yeah,
very
Mrs.
Good.
Rutledge, very good. Thank you.
Okay. And the last one, Jerry, on yours, this is just a guess, but is it, what's it called, Linus and Lucy?
Oh, the song.
For
right. Vince Guaraldi, the for.
Oh, no. That's no. That was like a theme, though, for the
Charlie
Brown series.
Brown.
Yeah, it's not a theme.
No, it wasn't
okay.
a theme.
That's a good guess,
right.
though. Interesting. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot, anyway.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call. We're waiting for that. And the number is area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. Or you can call toll-free 866-798-8255. You have a couple of lines open right now. Okay. Oh, by the way, our panel tonight is a well-known Bay Area author, Jerry Nachman, and from Diablo Valley College. It's going to be start teaching again momentarily.
I started last week.
Oh, you started last
yeah,
week?
Yeah, they started okay. early then.
All right. Yeah, well, your students are just waking up now.
I don't think so.
Lori Fisher, and I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. All right. I have a long question here, so I want to start this. According to the number of hits on Google, I have the 10 most quoted lines of poetry.
Whoa.
So this is according to the number of hits, and somebody went to all the trouble to look this up. It wasn't me. I just reaped the benefits of their hard work. So once more, according to the number of hits, each of these lines of poetry have gotten on Google, what are the 10 most quoted lines of poetry? Now, let me just start out by saying none of them are Shakespeare.
Okay.
None of them. And they're also all written in English, as far as I know.
And so these are gotten by people looking for it, right? They're Googling
looking
them?
Looking for the poem or okay. the particular line.
Okay, so it doesn't mean they've said them out loud as they wanted to find out who wrote it.
We can right. just guess the poem. We don't need to guess the line, right?
No, you should guess the line. I mean, the line is the most famous line in the poem. So, you mean,
okay. Are most of them couplets and they rhyme?
Or
many of them?
Most of them, yeah.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
No, but I mean, that's the
that
right sort of
thing.
Right,
okay.
right.
Isn't that Shakespeare, though?
No.
Oh. two roads converges in a wood, stopping by woods on snowy evening.
Robert Frost. Miles to go before I sleep.
Yes.
Yeah, miles to go.
Yes, okay. That's it.
Okay, so that's a good tag.
Yes.
Okay.
That is 5 million hits.
And what number is it on the list?
That is number 5.
Okay.
How about Casey at the Bat?
Not Casey at the Bat.
Well, I did have the question. Is it mostly highbrow poetry like Frost or a mix?
Yes, fairly highbrow.
Okay.
You know, and none of the, not like, you know, a bunch of the boys were whooping it up at the Malamute Saloon. You know, it wasn't, it's not that. So, and not Casey
real
at the Bat
poems.
Either. Yeah, real poems, real poems. But real poems that we all have heard or are familiar with. Let me go over the once more. So according to the number of hits on Google, I'm looking for the 10 most quoted lines of poetry, or most looked up, but at least, lines of poetry. So the only one we have so far is "And Miles to Go Before I Sleep" by Robert Frost.
There's an Emily Dickinson in there, perhaps? Or more than one? Are you not? You don't know?
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I know, but no.
Oh, no.
No.
How about "Good Fences Make Good Neighbors"?
No.
Okay.
It's a good line.
That's more of a...
It's a poem.
It's a saying.
It's a poem.
Well,
it's in the poem "Fences."
It's a poem. Oh, okay. Frost. Yeah,
all right. All right.
Yeah, you're a Frost guy.
I think that was the only Frost, the one you got, and Miles to Go Before I Sleep.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
"How Do I Love Thee? Let Me Count the Ways."
No.
Very good.
Oh, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
Put that in there, people. Come on.
No.
All right. Does it skew American or does it not matter?
It skews just English language generally.
Okay. That's a great question. All right. "How Do I Love Thee?" That should be in there. Okay. All right.
Well, contemporary people, I don't think maybe know that.
Not overly contemporary.
Not, oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah. We'll like that.
Okay.
Right. No E.E. Cummings. No, nothing like that.
Well, I'm thinking more contemporary than that.
More contemporary than
E.E.
Cummings.
I'm thinking of...
No John Ashbery or anything like that.
William Burroughs.
Burroughs.
Okay.
Pretty classic.
So this is all...
Pretty classic.
And all... everybody will know all these lines.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Okay. Mm. So we only have one, "Miles to Go Before I Sleep."
Yes.
Okay. Well, this will be a good one for people.
One of them is
the
first poem I ever learned, actually.
By heart?
By heart, yeah. And...
"The World Is Too Much With Us."
No.
Is that a poem?
Mm-hmm. It's a Wordsworth poem.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Let's see.
Everyone should go out and read it. That's my pitch for the poetry.
How about... "Men Don't Make Passes at Girls Who Don't Lie"?
No, that's doggerel.
Well, okay. I'm sorry.
And,
not my world. That's kind of high-class poetry.
And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134 or 866-798-8255. Yes.
"Truth is Beauty, Beauty Truth."
Oh, yeah.
No.
Well, who is that, Keats?
Unless it could, it's possibly a line. No, these are all the best-known lines from the poem. So,
"The air is human to forgive divine."
That is correct.
All right.
Pope.
Yes.
Okay, how about his? I'll throw out one more and then we can move on. The Malay poem about burning a candle at both ends.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's a good poem.
And let's go to a call.
So we have two.
Two.
To go.
Yes.
All right.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Yeah. The movie with Robin Williams and Emma Thompson.
Yes.
Was... And also a lead character in that was Kenneth Branagh was dead again.
Yes. I thought Kenneth Branagh would give too much away.
I forgot
yes.
he was even in that.
Yeah. Oh, he was star.
What was that, celebrity?
Two of them were the leads in one of my favorite suspense movies. And I'm not sure about this one, but for some reason I'm thinking, is Moscow on the Hudson one of them?
No. Good guess.
Okay.
But just to go back, it was Andy Garcia, Derek Jacobi, Emma Thompson, and Kenneth Branagh, who I didn't mention, were in Dead Again. It's really good.
But the one with Gerard Depardieu was in Robin. Was that Moscow on the Hudson?
It was not. No, it's a different movie. Good guess.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. This is Eric in San Francisco.
Hi, Eric.
Hi. I think I may have an answer for the state... One of the state capitals that's visited by most international tourists?
Yes.
Could that be Annapolis, Maryland?
It is not Annapolis, Maryland.
Huh. Richmond, Virginia?
No.
Oh, huh. And with the Jerry's question about an obit, was that written during the 70s by the New York Times?
It was by the New York Times. I'm thinking it's the 70s, maybe maybe late 60s, I think.
And you said it was like
a world figure, yeah.
Yeah, a Mao?
Who?
Mao Zedong?
No.
Franco?
No.
Oh, huh. Well, I have a question.
All right.
What ethnic group is one of the largest groups in the world without a country? There's 42 million of them.
The Kurds?
Yeah, you got it.
Right.
Well,
good.
Thanks a lot.
Right. Okay. They may have their country one of these days.
Hopefully, yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Is the other capital Atlanta?
No.
I know what it is, Honolulu.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah,
Honolulu. Very good. Very good.
Very good. And, Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay, I will give you the name of 9 secondary characters in noted musicals, and you identify them.
These are all Broadway musicals.
And you identify, if you can tell me who played them, that's even better, but you don't have to do that.
Played them in the original cast?
Yeah, but... Okay. But
all well-known.
Mainly just identify...
Is Marie Browning one of them?
The shows they're from.
All right, yeah.
And they're all well-known shows, yes?
I'll give you... You guys can get 2 each. Okay.
All right.
Mr. Applegate, I'll run through these. Marion Sam. Arvide Abernathy.
Arvide?
Arvide, A-A-R-V-I-D-E. Mm-hmm. Amos Hart. Herr Schultz. Rosie Alvarez. Winthrop Peru. Minnie Fay. And Alexander Throttlebottom. Okay, you get 2 each.
Okay. Mr. Applegate is in Damn Yankees.
And who is he?
Who played him in the original?
No, who?
Oh, he's the devil.
The devil, right.
Okay. And then you want to take one? Or you
Do you know
one?
Who played him in the
Go
original?
Ahead.
Was it Ray Walston?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Go ahead.
Marrying Sam, I think, was in Little Abner.
Correct.
Yeah,
Do you know who played him?
Well, in the movie, it was Sammy Kaye. I don't know if he was in the Broadway.
Stubby Kaye. Yeah, it was the same guy.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Also in Guys and Dolls.
Yeah. Yeah. Is Herr Schultz the character the landlady marries in Cabaret?
Correct.
Oh,
played
very
by
good.
Oh, boy.
On the original Broadway.
Yeah.
Wow.
David Burns?
No. In that kind of ballpark.
Fritz Weaver?
No.
No, be kind of a middle-aged, short, dumpy type.
Kind of a Nevershe guy.
Yeah.
Nevershe comic. Comic actor, yeah.
Not like a Stubby Kaye.
Very popular.
Like
no.
Buddy Hackett.
No.
I don't know.
Jack Guilford.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Oh, that's a great character.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And Alexander Throttlebottom is Victor Moore's character in Of the Ice Sing.
Correct.
The vice president.
Okay,
elect.
So we have left Arvide Abernathy, Amos Hart, Rosie Alvarez, Winthrop Peru, spelled P-A-R-O-O, and Minnie Fay. What shows are those characters from?
All right.
Do we get another guess, or are we done?
You're done for now.
Okay.
Well, you got 2, I think, didn't you?
I did.
Okay.
We're a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that have been asked. You don't have to repeat that, Jerry.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Okay, what is the only song ever to win an Emmy that was not a series theme song or the score for a miniseries?
You want to give us a hint on that since we got...
Well, you asked
guessing.
About 20 questions.
I know, but you didn't tell us
anywhere.
You didn't tell us
and
anything.
It became a pop hit. Like, what kind of a hint would you like?
Well, like, who had the pop hit with it?
No.
Or the circumstances. Like, I can't even figure out what the deal was. You know, like, it was written as a special song inserted into a play or something.
It was a special song written for a...
Love and Marriage.
That's right.
Oh, there you
That's
go.
It.
Love and Marriage from the musical version of Our Town.
Yeah.
Sung by Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Very good.
And written by Jimmy Van Heusen and
Sammy Kahn.
Yeah, that was in that.
Yeah.
In that. That's where I got it.
Okay.
That's and
good.
The other one.
The longest obit.
Oh, yeah. What was the longest obit ever to appear in the New York Times? 13,300 words.
All right.
I think it was the 70s.
All right. Lori?
Okay. I'm looking for a film in which Robin Williams played a role, and he co-starred with Julie Christie, Judy Dench, Gerard Depardieu. And I'll give you one more person who's in it. It'll surprise you. Billy Crystal. That may tip the scale. And then I'm looking for Lauren Bacall played these 2 characters. So we knocked off Shotzi Page, Vivian Rutledge, and Marie Browning. I'm looking for Nora Temple and Sonia Kovac. And so far, Dana is still recused. He has that look that he knows these.
Maybe one. Okay. Maybe one of those.
And I think that's all I have.
Okay. Of the last, who were the last two Time Magazine Persons of the Year to have a feature film made about them? Now, we have one of the, Mark Zuckerberg was one of them. Who was the other? And according to the number of hits on Google, what are the 10 most searched for lines of poetry? The 10 most searched for lines of poetry or poems, and these are all the best known lines from that poem. So according to the number of hits on Google, the 10 most quoted lines of poetry.
A thing of beauty is a joy forever.
No.
Oh.
So we have two?
We have two. To err is human, to forgive divine. Alexander Pope, that's 14 million hits. And Miles to Go Before I Sleep, that's Frost, that's 5 million hits. And
no Shakespeare.
And no Shakespeare, yeah. All English language stuff. Yeah.
And no Emily Dickinson.
No Emily Dickinson.
Yeah, because I could not stop for death.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I think people are looking it up right now.
Yeah.
And not supposed to do that.
After the show.
Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Ed. How are you?
Good.
Very good. So let's talk earthquakes today.
Yes.
I don't know how many of you woke up in the middle of the night, but I was awake myself.
We did.
I did. Okay. We all did.
Yeah, so I'll give you a little bit of...
we're all sensitive, guys.
More people died in this earthquake than in recorded history than any others. And what year and what part of the world?
Is this the one in China?
Over a million. Well, there's several in China, actually, where you have 200,000 one time. And 76,000 another time.
Right.
And that one, over a million people died in earthquake.
Wow.
Between the actual effect of the earthquake and famine that happened after that. What year and what country?
Is it India?
No.
Is it the earthquake or the...
1201 AD. So about 1,200 years ago. 1201 AD.
Oh, 1201
AD. 1.5 million people died.
I don't remember
in
that.
Dickens.
I'm sure you read about it in the paper, right?
That's a little before my time.
That was the longest obit in the New York Times, I think.
And believe it was Egypt? Would you believe it, Egypt?
Is this
I
the
would
one,
believe it, Ed. I would believe it.
Is this the one where the lighthouse of Alexandria fell over? Yes.
Part of Alexandria fell down under the Mediterranean Sea.
Yes, the lighthouse of Alexandria.
Yeah,
and a million people died.
Wow. Yeah, more than a million people. It actually went as far as Syria as well.
Right.
Okay, the question about earthquakes. So in 1989, we had 7 magnitude, and last night we had 6 magnitude. As far as the shaker, how much a 7 compared to a 6?
It's 100 times more.
No, the shaker is only 10 times more.
Oh, 10 times. It's 10 times.
How about the destructive energy between 7 and 6? How much more destruction 7 compared to 6?
I don't know. No.
It is about 32 times.
How many?
32 times.
32 times?
Keep that in mind. Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
I don't think I'm going to get a bell.
Well, then why are you wasting our time?
You need a better attitude, Thomas.
Be positive.
I've got to try.
Right.
He's positive he's not going to get a bell.
Okay, so this Robin Williams movie.
Yes.
Is he the star of the movie, or is he just a one of the cameos?
He's one of the cameos.
Is it Finding Neverland?
No.
Okay.
Good guess.
That's a good guess. Yeah.
What have I got here? Oh, that's gone. Is it Norma Temple?
It is Nora Temple.
Nora Temple. Is it Murder on the Orient Express?
Another good guess, but not that.
See? Well, I'm getting half bell.
Yes.
How about that line of poetry?
Yes.
Quote the Raven Nevermore.
Oh.
No, there's no Poe on it, actually.
Very good.
That's a good guess,
but no.
Yes.
Okay. I think I have an obscure question, but it so tickles me that I've got to. Lori prompted me to remember this.
All right.
Good.
So basically, this is from a novel, and I'm wondering if you guys can get it. It's just a little blurb in the novel. But to err is human, to forgive divine, to forget genius.
Oh, that's a good line.
Who said that?
It's a British novel.
Oh, from a British novel. Oh.
It's clever.
He did a trilogy. And Alec Guinness was in... Oh, Alec Guinness was in the movie version of the book.
Is it by Wall?
You're in the right ballpark with the people.
but not
kind
right.
Of writer.
Kingsley Amis.
Kingsley Amis, yeah.
He also was famous for some, I think, books about Africa.
Oh, well, that sounds like Yvonne Noir.
Well, he's in that ballpark of time. Basically, the movie with Alec Guinness is like 58 or so.
Sounds like Graham Greene.
Horse's Mouth, yeah.
The Horse's Mouth.
Oh,
so you Joyce said, Carey.
You said Kingsley Amis.
Yeah, but it's not. It's Joyce Carey.
Joyce Carey. Right.
Yeah, so that little quote is in the book, and I never
That's
it.
Nice. Good. You have a good memory.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So he did get a bell.
Yeah.
For his own question.
For his question. Lori, I think it's your turn.
All right. Then, so we'll continue with our tribute to these two great stars. It's a similar question about Robin Williams that I asked for Lauren Bacall. I'll give you the names of really well-known movies. I'll give you the name of the character that he played, and you'll tell me the movie. The first one is Daniel Hilliard. Second one is Armand Goldman. Third one is Sean Maguire. Fourth one is Walter Finch. And the fifth one is Seymour Parrish. So Robin Williams played those title characters.
Once more.
The name is Daniel Hilliard, or Hillard. That might be the more correct spelling, pronunciation. Armand Goldman, Sean Maguire, Walter Finch, and Seymour Parrish. In each case, he's the star of the movie, and this is the starring role that he played. Yeah, maybe
one of them's not Seize the Day, is it? No.
No, that's Tommy Wilhelm.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Wilhelm. Could you say the names one more time?
Yeah, Daniel Hilliard, Armand Goldman, Sean Maguire, Walter Finch, and Seymour Parrish.
Is Walter Finch the guy in the one-hour photo movie, whatever that's called?
Yeah. It's called One-Hour Photo.
Okay.
No. I'll give you this hint. I see the time. One of them is the one he won the Academy Award for.
Oh, Good Will Hunting. All right.
So one of them is the Good Will Hunting character.
Pickard.
No.
Okay.
All right. Once more.
Daniel Hilliard, Armand Goldman, Sean Maguire, Walter Finch, and Seymour Parrish.
I think it's Sean Maguire.
It is. That's the Good Will Hunting, the psychologist and community college teacher.
Okay.
Okay. We're looking for those four.
Mm-hmm. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Nick from San Francisco.
Hi, Nick.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. I think I have the Nora Temple answer.
Yes.
I believe she was in Key Largo.
She is?
Oh, very
She's
good.
She's the Key Largo character. Yeah.
Dad Temple with Lionel Barrymore.
Yes,
I remember that.
Very good.
And I think the most visited state capital could possibly be Boston.
Well, they both of them were gotten, but you're right. Boston, it's Boston and Honolulu.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. No problem.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right. Let's see. Who was the only future president to be a Time Magazine Person of the Year?
Ooh.
Future president.
Yeah. The only future president to be a Time Magazine Person of the Year.
Before he became president.
Yeah.
So Theodore Roosevelt.
No. Too early.
Oh, right. Too early for Time Magazine.
Too early for Time Magazine.
Good point. So somebody who was very distinguished. Right. American?
Yes, American.
Okay. Hoover.
No. Not Hoover.
So this is good.
Who was the only future president to be a Time Magazine Person of the Year?
Well, that would be Nixon.
That would not be Nixon.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Yeah. Unless he did it as vice president.
That's what I meant. He didn't do enough.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
How about LBJ?
No.
Jay West.
Huh. This is good. Wouldn't have been FBR.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Eisenhower.
You're right.
Oh, there you go.
Eisenhower.
Very good.
In 1944.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Right. Okay. I'm going to give you, you should like this, just up your alley, Jerry. I'm going to give you a couple of names of Broadway musicals, and I want you to tell me the book or the movie that they were adapted from. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So some names of Broadway musicals, and they were, tell me the book or the movie that they were adapted from.
How many?
Oh, I'll give you three.
Okay.
Hazel Flagg.
Okay, wait a minute. Hazel Flagg, yeah.
Hazel Flagg. So Long, 174th Street. Unwieldy title. And Henry, Sweet Henry. So again, tell me the source material these were based on, whether it be a book or a movie. Hazel Flagg, So Long 174th Street, and Henry Sweet Henry.
Hazel Flagg, I think, is from The Whole Town's Talking.
No.
It's a Gene Arthur movie, though.
No.
It isn't?
No. Mm-mm. No.
Are the books and movies well-known?
Yes.
It's a plot where she thinks she's dying, or the town thinks she's dying.
Right,
that's the plot, right?
Yeah, but it's not Gene Arthur. No, not Gene.
Carol Lombard.
It's Carol Lombard,
okay.
But you have to tell me that.
Okay. And So Long, 100... Is that Enter Laughing?
It is Enter Laughing,
yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's not that well-known, is it?
Well, not terribly well-known.
For our audience.
Only to freaks like me.
Yeah.
Carl Reiner's book.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right. And Henry Sweet Henry is the other one.
So we're looking for Hazel Flagg and Henry Sweet Henry.
Right, yeah. Right.
Is Henry Sweet Henry based on a memoir, too?
No.
Okay. The World of Henry Orient.
The World of Henry Orient.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good.
It's a crossword.
Peter Sellers film.
Yeah.
Who wrote that? The World of Henry Orient?
Oh.
It doesn't matter.
Sure. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It crossed my mind, but I didn't think it was well known enough. I claim being misled.
Okay. All right.
Frequently.
So you just need the Lombard movie, right?
Yes. Yes. All right. I'll give you one more. I have a couple more on the list.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
I never heard of that.
Yeah. Well, that's the idea.
It's a musical, right?
That's a musical?
It's a musical.
That's pretty obscure.
And
okay.
It's based on a very well-known play that was made into a movie at least 3 times.
Yeah. Any others?
Yeah, but I'm not going to. I'll save those.
A Happy New Year, I don't think anybody's ever heard of. But with all due respect, Dana, if I haven't heard of it, nobody's heard of it.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Joel in San Francisco.
Hi, Joel.
I'm probably wrong. It's a favorite poem of mine, but I grow old. Where my cups rolled. Do I dare to eat a peach?
Eliot.
No.
It's the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock,
yes, but no.
Oh,
sorry.
No. But you said it very well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I do have a question for you.
And yes.
I especially thought of Dana when I came up with it. In the movie North by Northwest, what song is playing in the background when Cary Grant walks into the Oak Room of the Plaza Hotel?
Oh, boy.
In the early part of the film? It's very Hitchcockian, and it caught me my ear once that I said only Hitchcock would have played that in the background. It really tells you about where the film's going.
Oh, boy.
And it's what movie?
North by Northwest.
So it's related to the theme of the film?
Yes.
I thought you were going to ask me where the title of North by Northwest came from,
no,
which I would know.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Hamlet.
Okay,
yeah. How about a hint?
Is it, it's an MGM film, so probably a song that MGM owned or, you know, they each had a music publishing company.
Was it written for the film?
No.
So it was a popular song.
And it just plays in the background, it's nobody's singing.
Playing in the background,
or anything like that.
And unless you have the kind of ear that picks up this... You'll never notice, even if you listen to it, watch it more than once.
Is there a song about Mount Rushmore or going through a tunnel?
No. Is it a love song?
No. No, it's very Hitchcockian.
It's not a love song.
It's
so it's like a pun of some kind. Probably.
Yeah, well, not a pun, but it's where the movie is going.
Oh.
Oh. So it's is it sort of a travel-oriented song?
No, it's not travel, no.
Climb every mountain?
No.
That's good.
That's
too logical.
Yeah.
No, I'm afraid we don't know.
It's a most unusual day.
Oh, very nice.
That is an excellent song.
Yeah. That's very good, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I got one last poetry.
All right, go ahead.
Grow old along with me, the best is yet to be, Browning.
No.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
So we only have, what, two of those or three?
You have two.
Three with.
Yeah, two.
Okay.
Yeah.
People should be calling in with these. It's a good question.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Parkside here.
Hi.
I might have one.
All right.
Poetry?
Yes.
How do I love thee? Let me count the ways.
No.
Ah.
Laurie tried that.
I tried to get the love poem in there,
here.
And he wouldn't let me.
Yeah, there are love poems. There are certainly love poems in here.
Okay. Thanks anyway.
Thank you. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. if you'd like to join us with a question or answer. The number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415 1-800-841-4134. Or you can call toll-free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, calling locally. This is David Price Weldy.
Hi, David.
Hi. I will try your poems. Would the first line be "The Art of Losing Isn't Hard to Master" by Elizabeth Bishop?
Great poem.
No.
Okay. It's a dynamic and challenging show. I'll listen.
Thank you, David.
Stick with it.
Bye. Appreciate it.
Sounds like homework.
How do I know that name? Is he a radio guy?
He's a frequent caller, and he came to our party last year.
Oh, I thought he was a radio guy.
Speaking of which, just to remind me, this month starts our 21st year. So,
happy Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, Minds Over Matter. Happy birthday to us. Minds Over Matter has been on for 21 years.
The show can drink?
That's right.
I don't know what
the we can drink.
Yeah.
What
happens to a dream deferred? For the poetry.
Oh, very good.
Oh, no.
Okay, not a love poem.
No, a love poem. No. No, I'm not saying at all a love poem.
No, I know.
Well, how about When the Moon Hits Your Eye Like a Big Pizza
Pie? No.
That's Amore.
No,
that's a love song.
Well, it's a song, but it's not
a love poem.
I think it was written quite to be
okay,
sung.
Yeah.
And
once we start singing,
I'm out of poetry.
Boy.
Come on.
And the next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, guys. It's Alec in San Francisco.
Hi, Alec.
Before I start guessing lines of poetry,
yes.
I have this weird feeling that Aung San Suu Kyi was Person of the Year and maybe had a movie made about her.
Oh, very good guess, but no.
Who?
Okay.
Aung San Suu Kyi from
Myanmar.
No movie.
All right. Let me get to the poetry then. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair?
No.
Ozymandias.
Beauty is truth, truth beauty.
Nope.
I would think that would be there, but no.
I put it in there.
Do I contradict myself? Very well, then I contradict myself.
No.
Let us go then, you and I?
No.
Death, where is thy sting?
No.
Soldier, ask not for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee?
No.
Oh, come on.
Dana?
No, I must go down to the sea again?
No. The Ancient Mariner.
And the last one will never be there, but it's I eat it because it is bitter and because it is my heart.
No.
Oh, bummer. All right.
It's a Stephen Crane poem. Mm-hmm. How about Death Be Not Proud, Though Some Have Called Thee Mighty?
No.
Ugh.
Well, David, you know a lot of poems. I'll give you that, yeah.
There was a young man from Nantucket.
No, not that either.
How about, just forgot. I'll think of it.
You are old, Father William? No. Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay, well,
something
coming
quick.
Down to the end. What is the most hated vegetable in the United Kingdom?
Oh.
As measured by lack of sales? Or
what?
How do you measure that? By surveys or
who
it
knows?
Sell?
How
do... It was like your disgusting food question of last week, what foreigners found.
I can only speak from personal experience in terms of the vegetables that I ate, which are lima beans.
No.
And Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
No kidding.
That was the one in the United States as well. I remember.
I'm probably.
We had a question.
I would doubt that for a second.
You had
a question.
The Brits would love that.
Yeah. No. They're all, you know, in the old days, I don't know if they do this anymore, they used to overcook everything, so they'd be all mushy.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, they're bad when they're mushy.
Oh, they're really horrible. Okay. Lori, do you have something quick?
Well, I have an answer for Jerry
on his
second Bananas in the musicals. So that's still out there. So Winthrop, Peru, I think he's the kid in The Music Man.
He is.
Very good. Yeah.
Very good.
He stutters. I mean, he has a lisp.
Yeah.
Gary played Indiana. By, what's his name?
Ronnie Howard.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Gary Indiana.
This is an Emmy. The Emmys are tomorrow night, so I have a question you might get easily.
I thought they were tonight. No, not tomorrow.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm going to say I don't know. But anyway, only two people have won 5 Emmys each, a man and a woman, for playing the same role. In other words, they played the role for many years, and they won 5 Emmys, one man and one woman, for playing the same role. It's a comedy role. So what man and what
is
woman?
Is it Frasier Crane?
No, not it.
I know he won a couple times.
Yeah, I think he won 4. This is 5
did
times.
Did Ed Asner win playing Lou Grant?
No, not 5 times. But it's that kind of thing.
Would you read that again?
Yeah, two people, one man and one woman. One best performer. One was a lead role. One was a supporting role. 5 times for playing the same role, like it would be Lou Grant or Frasier.
That's a good start of the show.
Is Jean La Roquette one?
No. In Night Court or something?
Yeah. Kept winning, and it was mystified me.
One's from the 50s.
Oh, the 50s.
In 60s, kind of that. Ooh. And then one is probably in the 70s.
Horace Leachman?
No. Good guess.
Peter Falk?
No.
All right.
They're both comedies.
Oh.
I think Falk wasn't in
okay.
the comedies. Yeah.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mark in the Mission.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. I am calling with one very tiny answer. Jerry, did anyone get Rosie Alvarez yet?
No.
Okay, that's Bye Bye Birdie.
Oh, good. Rosie.
Very good. Played by?
I don't know. Dick Van Dyke's.
Well, Janet Leigh in the movie.
Yeah, Cheetah Rivera.
Cheetah Rivera.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Miscast in the movie.
Yeah.
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 Janet Leigh playing a Hispanic.
Janet Leigh. That doesn't make sense at all.
I'm sorry, Corey. Anything else? You there? No. Oh, sorry. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
It's James in Berkeley.
Hi, James.
And happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
And I've got some guesses. How about Gene Stapleton for the 5 Emmys?
No,
oh, that's good.
Great guess.
That's a very good
one. Yeah.
Okay, how about I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree.
No.
Nope.
Malay.
Yeah. Nope.
No?
Nope.
It's Joyce Kilmer.
Okay, how about the Carol Lombard film? Would that be The Awful Truth?
Not The Awful Truth.
Oh.
Okay.
We got a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah,
thank you.
You do. You better start mopping them up.
All right.
Good night, fellas.
All right. Thanks. One more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. It's Cindy from San Rafael.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. Everybody knows that Robin Williams played Armand Goldman in The Birdcage.
They do know that,
oh,
and you got
good.
It first. Very good.
Very good.
One
thank
of
you.
The best.
Yes. Great role.
Thanks.
Thank you. All right. Time to clean up here, Jerry.
Okay. The two left secondary characters from noted musicals are Arvide Abernathy, who's the old guy in the Salvation Army who sings More I Cannot Wish You.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And Amos Hart.
You mean in Guys and Dolls?
Guys and Dolls.
Yeah.
Regis Toomey in the movie,
I believe. Yeah, yeah. Except he didn't give him a song in the movie.
Yeah. And Amos Hart is the kind of pathetic husband in Chicago who sings Mr. Cellophane.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Good.
And...
Oh, the longest
The longest obit was Pope John Paul II.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right.
I have Daniel Hillard was Mrs. Doubtfire. That was his male name in Mrs. Doubtfire. Walter Finch was in Insomnia. And Seymour Parrish was 1 Hour Photo.
Oh.
Sonia Kovac, Laura McCall was her in one of my favorite movies of hers called Bright Leaf. I love this answer. Julie Christie, Judy Dench, Gerard Depardieu, and Billy Crystal were with him in Hamlet with Kenneth Branagh.
Oh.
He played Osric in that. And then the Emmy question, which I'll give it to you. Candace Bergen won for Murphy Brown 5 times,
okay.
And Don Knotts won for Andy of Mayberry.
Right.
Yeah,
I've got one last name from Minnie Faye. Was owned the millinery store in Hello Dolly.
Okay, good.
Okay.
You know, Bright Leaf was on last night.
I didn't.
Okay,
poetry.
Sorry. The yes. The just the Broadway musical book. Hazel Flagg is from the Carol Lombard film Nothing Sacred.
Oh yeah.
Happy New Year is from Philip Barry's play Holiday.
Oh.
So the lines of poetry, according to the number of hits on Google, the most quoted lines of poetry. Number one, to err is human, to forgive divine. That's Pope. I am the master of my fate. That's Invictus, William Ernest Henley. The child is the father of the man. Wordsworth. I wandered lonely as a cloud. Wordsworth. And miles ago before I sleep, Frost, not with a bang, but with a whimper, Eliot.
Oh, yeah.
Tread softly because you tread in my dreams, Yeats. To strive, to seek, to find, but not to yield, Tennyson. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair.
Oh, he said that.
Shelley. Oh, during the...
Yeah.
Oh.
I
apologize.
Your friend who called in.
Excuse me.
Ozymandias.
Thank you, David. Tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all, Tennyson. Okay. If we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Sorry about that, David. And please remember, we are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our thanks to Jerry Nachman, Laurie Fisher from Diablo Valley College. Thank you, Laurie. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And thanks to... Kevin Vance and Steve Wilcott. Take care, everybody. Next week. Bye-bye.
If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't Bing, it's Frank. It's gotta be this or that.